imagine looking out your window to see a drone hovering outside. That happened earlier this month to a partially dressed Seattle woman who was startled and outraged. That incident came up today as a Washington State task force convened for the first time to develop privacy rules for drones, something Oregon and Idaho have already done. Correspondent Tom Bonsay reports the Washington task force quickly narrowed its focus.
That focus is on government agency use of drones. Back in April, Democratic Governor Jay Inslee vetoed the Washington legislature's first attempt to regulate in this space. He then convened this task force. It's now making another attempt to strike a balance between privacy protection and cost-efficient aerial data collection for jobs like counting elk or monitoring an oil spill. Mitch Barker is law enforcement's representative on the panel. He fears a rulemaking quagmire.
We can fly to a wildfire, but if we happen to see somebody murdering their wife at the campsite, we can't use that. It becomes very difficult for us.
Washington's drone task force is mindful that the Federal Aviation Administration is already in the midst of writing rules for commercial drone operations. Last year, the Oregon legislature passed a measure to limit police use of drones for surveillance. The Idaho legislature approved a broader ban against photographing or recording over private property without the owner's consent. I'm Tom Bonsey in Olympia.